Obviously, it's a bit different than what we're used to in England. There's not as much bounce. And generally, the ball obviously gets a lot older quickly. So it's I think it's a case of being very patient, probably more patient than we are in England. The ball doesn't swing as much. So it's having those periods, and it's when those periods come when the ball does reverse or the ball's spinning, it's making sure that you bowl well in a partnership and you adapt and take advantage of those positions. Where in the meantime, when the ball's not doing much, I think it's about being patient and building pressure. So that's what we've tried to do the last couple of games, and that's what we're trying to take into the series. Yeah, I think this wicket showed that it's pretty low, but I think probably two or three of the wickets I got were actually balls that probably bounced more than the batters thought it was going to, and they nicked off. So, you know, there is still bounce there if you do dig it in. Obviously, I think it's just a lot slower than we're used to back at home. So it's, but you know, we're not 100% sure what the conditions are going to be like in Dubai. They might be a little bit different to this ground, but it's just something we'll have to wait and see. But I guess we're just expecting it to be hard work. That's what we've come in, and you know, it's about being patient and working hard in partnerships and building pressure as well. Yeah, I mean, generally, I think in this game my lengths were probably a little bit fuller than normal. Although not being over four, I think, because the wickets are quite skiddy, I think you can still bowl that sort of good length, and it's, you know, still goes on and hit the stumps. So I guess the wickets, the way of getting my wickets over here are probably going to be more bowling LBWs like most of the guys, and then I guess the surprise ball is the back of the length or bounces where guys nick off. So we'll just wait and see. Probably a little bit. I guess probably 5 or 6 days ago I couldn't really see anything out of that eye. So and it was, you know, pretty tough to bowl. When I was running in the nets, it was a bit of guesswork as well. But it has shown improvement, like I said, and the main problem has been the batting and the fielding, really. And the bowling hasn't been too bad. I've been able to just get on with that. I guess that still poses a question if I can bat and if I can field. So I'm just hoping the next couple of days, it still shows improvement. I obviously fielded and it wasn't as bad as I thought it was, and it does seem to be improving each day now, so fingers crossed it keeps getting better. Yeah, it's the first time I've worn sunglasses. You know, I was quite sensitive to the light, which was a bit annoying. You know, I wasn't trying to set a new fashion trend with, you know, bowling sunglasses, but it certainly made it a bit easier. Over the last 2 days, it's been a significant sort of improvement. So if that improvement continues over the next 2 days, I'm sure there won't be a problem at all. I'm not sure. I think it will, you know, depend a little bit on the conditions at the ground. We've not been there yet. We've not really seen the pitch, etc. Obviously, what we've done the last, you know, having a couple of years is 3-1. But obviously, it's different over there. So we'll just, you know, wait and see. Yeah, Monty's done well. He's bowled tremendously well in this game. So we'll just see, you know, what's best for the team and what the conditions are like in a couple of days. Yeah, I think when you go into these games, you try your best. You get out of it what you can, and then you put your name in the hat. And, you know, the selection is down to the captain, the coaches and the management. So, you know, you do all you can to put your name in the hat and obviously hope that you get selected.